Hi guys, welcome back to the Hey Shayla podcast. We are starting season three. When I started this, I didn't really think I was going to do seasons, but the seasons of life have happened. I am back and I am so excited. The podcast is truly my favorite thing to do that I do. And I'm just trying to figure out how to be more consistent at it because not that you want to know any of this information, but first I have to think about who should I have on my podcast? And then I have to think about what topic I could talk about with them. And then I have to reach out to them and then we have to schedule it. And then I have to make questions for them. And then we have to actually do it and not reschedule five times. And then once we record it, we have to edit it and add ads and intro and outro and show notes, and there's just so much that goes into it, but truly I love it. And from everything that I've ever done, I know that that's the path that you're supposed to take. Anyway, it's literally almost been a year since I posted. I don't think that's how seasons are supposed to go, but that's how it's worked out. So a little update is we now have an almost 4-year-old, an almost 2-year-old, and we are pregnant with baby number 3. I assume that people listening to this probably listen elsewhere or probably like follow on Instagram or YouTube. So they know this stuff. And I'm like, or not. We'll be having a baby number 3 at the end of summer. And as far as gender goes, I am an open book. I would be like, hey, I'm 2 days pregnant. I just found out, and tell the world. My husband is the exact opposite. He prefers privacy. So I try to be very conscious about the things that I share, making sure that it's not our news, that it's just my news, and talking mostly about my stuff, not our stuff. So he has requested I don't remember if we did it with Aaliyah or not, that the gender is something that we get to hold close to us until the baby's here and not share with the interwebs. And it's kind of a fun game for me because I have to try not to slip up. And so we do know the gender, and we're going to reveal it when the baby is born. Yeah. I have about 10 episodes already filmed that just need to get out now, and they are phenomenal. Every time I do interviews with people, I'm always so, first of all, I'm shocked at the people that say yes, because I'm like, really? You're like an author of a book. Are you like, have 100,000 followers on Instagram, or I just like put these people on pedestals and I'm just like, you want to talk to me? And then their interviews are just always so good. And I get off of these interviews with just a high. Oh, and we're leaving for Hawaii. this is a whole another thing. I did a whole YouTube video about all of this, but basically it was Seth's bucket list trip was Hawaii. And I was like, well, tough luck, buddy, because we got toddlers and we are not going to do that. We are not going to be flying children to Hawaii. But we are. And when we decided, like, are we going to try and do like the 9-hour direct flight? Or are we going to break it up? I was like, you know, I think it'd be better to break it up. And now I'm not so sure. But we have a 4-hour flight, a 4-hour layover, a 6-hour flight. So on the 4-hour layover, we're just going to get some wiggles out, get some dinner, just take it real slow, just, you know, have that good mindset. Anytime you travel with kids, I feel like you have to know this is not going to just be like your typical resting vacation. But I never did resting vacations anyway. I always like to explore. So it's always fun for me just to get to experience the places through my kids' eyes and just give them a lot of grace, because we're going to do time zones. We're going to do long flights. I'm trying to like get them all the snacks. I'm filling their Easter basket with some like knickknack stuff for the plane and trying to get everything packed up. I'm trying to get everything work-wise done. So for the next 2 weeks, I can just be present in Hawaii. And then when we get back, we have their birthday parties. And then a couple of weeks later, we have my sister's baby shower, which I feel like a freaking genius. I'm planning it. And we're going to be meal prepping for them. You two are on this station where you're going to make breakfast burritos. You two are on this station where you're going to make some soup. You two are on this station. I haven't come up with the menu or anything yet, but that's what we're doing. And I just think I'm just way more practical. I'm not. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I probably should do decorations too. I just am more like the logical mind. Oh, yeah. And I had COVID and I was sick for a while. Like, it's just been kind of a roller coaster of a ride, but isn't it always? Like, I feel like you could talk to any mom and they'd say the exact same thing. And you'd be like, yeah, girl. Yeah. So that's kind of the update with life around here. But if you're like, I don't really care about you personally, Shayla, like, let's get to the good stuff. That's what's coming. We're going to release a couple this week and then one every week after that on Thursdays. And I will be sending it out in the email. If you subscribe to the podcast, not only does that help me with growing the podcast, you also get notifications on wherever you subscribe. So like Spotify will be like, oh, hey, Shayla put on another podcast, or Apple or wherever. So please do subscribe and please comment. I, believe it or not, read every single one of the comments, no matter where you post it, because it all pulls it in one place for me. And I love getting the feedback. Good or bad? Good or bad? I love it. So that's enough of me blabbing on. I hope that you guys have a fantastic week. If you want to follow our Hawaii trip, you can go to Instagram. Hey, Shayla. Thank you guys all so much for listening. Let's get to it.